one teaspoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey. I am Nicole of Black Vibe Reality Podcast. I'm excited to talk to you, Biggie, a fellow Chattanoogan.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you from Chattanooga?
I'm currently living in Chattanooga. Been here.
Let's go.
Yes.
Sick. I love it.
Yes, I have been updating my household on how the Chattanoogan is doing. I said Chattanooga placed third.
Well, we did. I wish I could have brought it home for the hometown folks. It is what it is. Came up a little short. Hopefully we get another shot in the future to maybe get that gold medal.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So you lost number two spot because of one island off. Does it feel any better to see some viewers are actually very outraged over this?
I appreciate the support from everyone for sure. It's been awesome to see, you know, it's just been cool to see, you know, how many people are pulling for me, how many people did kind of relate to me, you know, trying to put on a show for the South, you know, trying to represent from down here. And it was tough. It was in the moment, especially having to watch it back last night, just having to kind of relive that, you know, it brought back all the emotions from that night. It was brutal because it was just in that moment. I just knew, especially after finally forcing the sudden death, you know, having a 2v1, forcing the sudden death, knowing that I had the opportunity to make it out of that and actually play in the finale. It was like the Destination X gods were talking to me saying, Biggie, I'm telling you right now, dude, we put you in the position. You're going to make it out of this. You're going to beat Rick in the finale. You're going to win 250. And to come up one island short was so heartbreaking. It was unbelievable, but that's the game. You know, everything happens for a reason.
For sure.
I got no regrets. It was a ton of fun.
Good, good. Looking at what the final challenge was, trying to place the eggs, they had to figure out all these riddles as they're getting driven around. How confident are you in your chances of beating Rick if you were in Peter's place?
I mean, look, it's so easy to after the fact, you know, go back and say, oh, I could have smoked that. No problem. I would have hammered it. Easy money. I went 250. In that moment, I know the way your brain's going nuts. I know the way your heart's beating. I know what they were going through. So honestly, who's to say, you know, all I do know, I would have given it 110% just like I did everything else on the show. So is there a chance I win? Absolutely. You know, but, it's just so hard to say, you know, because after the fact, after you know what the clues mean, you know, the hourglass time, the Ben Franklin, you know, Big Ben. So like, it's so easy after the fact, but in the moment, your brain's going a million miles an hour and it's tough.
Yes. Yes. I feel that way every episode. I feel when they give you the answers and everything, I don't know if I would have done well on this.
Oh, I know. It's always so easy after the fact.
Yes. People in your alliance didn't seem a fan of how Rick maneuvered in the game. How do you feel? Mostly about the lying, the personal stuff. So he says he can stay undercover. He didn't want to talk about any of his travel or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, as far as like that part of it, as far as like keeping the travel under wraps, you know, that's fine. That's the game. You know, it's like you can lie about, you know, your like your job or anything like that. I don't mind about that. You know, if you're lying about personal things, like to get empathy from people, and I don't know if he is or not, but that's what, you know, I wouldn't do that. I would never do that. But you know, who's to say like what's true and what's not? I have no idea. I don't know Rick really outside of the game, you know? So, who knows, but, it was just tough to come that close and then get turned on at that moment. It was tough. It was brutal, but, it's a game and there's only one winner, you know? So
very true. I think you believed you could trust Rick until the end. You can correct me if that's wrong. But what made you feel that way when people you were working with, like I think Shane was more
Oh, yeah.
sketched out by him. Yeah. So what was that thought process?
I think just from, so you didn't see any of it on the show, but after Josh kind of went in on Rick in episode one, nobody would talk to him after that. And I felt bad for him. And so I was like, from then on, I was very close with Rick for the remainder of the game. Like outside of Mac and Shane, that's probably who I talked to the most, to be honest with you. So we were like, so we were very close. That's why I was so shocked. Just from the conversations that we'd had, the personal things that we'd shared. That's why I was so surprised, to figure out that he was working with Peter over me. And you know, Shane tried to tell me. He tried to tell me, but I just, for whatever reason, Rick was the only person on that damn bus that I had my blinders on to, you know. And so, you know, I just use it as a learning lesson. You know, if I get another opportunity in a future game, blinders are on to nobody. You know, do not trust anybody. You know, so it's a learning experience. It is what it is. Everything happens for a reason. Yeah, unfortunately, I got third, but sometimes that's the way things shake out.
Danielle, is our time up, or you mean we just have 5 more minutes?
5 more minutes.
Okay, great. All right. So Rick's lie about that ring box revealed, that was revealed after Shane was eliminated. How did you feel about that lie? And I know he did do some damage control afterwards, saying, oh, I was going to tell you if we had like another thing to do and everything like that.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the end for me. That's when he said that, I was like, okay, why the hell would he lie about that? But even after that, I was hoping that maybe it was just a thing to where, yeah, he told me that, but maybe he told Peter that as well, you know? And so I still had hope going into the finale just because of the relationship that I had, or that I thought I had with Rick. Hopefully it was something he told both me and Peter, but obviously I was caught off guard and I was like, you gotta be shitting me. And then obviously we get in the finale and you know what happened, but yeah, that was kind of the beginning of the end for me.
Got it. Switching gears, there's been a lot of love surrounding, like circling you in your alliances and friendships on the show. So most of your allies found something. What was the hardest part of working with Shane and Allie since they were?
I'll tell you. So something that was not shown on the show were my confessionals about who I trusted least on the show. And that was Allie. For whatever reason, I could not come around to trusting her. Look, outside of the game, outside of the show, I was hanging out with her and Mac last week. Love Allie. On the show, for whatever reason, I could not trust her. So when Shane and her got together, I was like, dude, you have got to be shitting me. The one person on this bus that I do not trust, what are we doing? And so yeah, that was definitely tough because I knew at that point that there was obviously a risk. Anything I told Shane, it was going to get fed right to Allie at that point. So that kind of put my game, you know, in jeopardy because if you're aligning with the person I trust least on the bus, then that may make me hesitate to tell you things. I ended up not doing that, and you know, he ended up keeping his word. But yeah, that was tough in the moment because I, for whatever reason, I just did not trust her.
Okay, watching back the episodes and knowing who Ellie is now, do you think you could have trusted her?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, 100%. I should have, absolutely. It's just for whatever reason, I did. I have no idea why I didn't. I just didn't. Watching it back and knowing who she is now, yeah, I would have trusted her immediately. But you know, it's just, I wish I would have had that feeling towards Rick and not Allie. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Allie and Mac are a couple.
Yeah.
What was your first reaction? Could you ever even see that coming while you were on the show?
No, I was so shocked, because just because on the show I saw how lovey-dovey, Shane and Allie were every day. And so when they told me a couple months ago, I was like, wait, what? Could not be happier for them. They're both unbelievable people, unbelievable human beings. Like me and Mac on the bus, that was like my best friend. She's got the best personality of anyone I've ever met in my life. She is an incredible human. So I could not be happier for both of them. And look, Shane, he'll be just fine. He's a model. He'll be fine. He can get him a woman. All right. I'm the one that needs to damn worry. So, Shane will be fine. Those two seem incredibly happy. I couldn't be happier for them. And yeah, I got a little work to do because everybody else is getting in a damn relationship and I got to find me one. So, what are you going to do?
Maybe when you come back next season,
That
would you
would be
ever be
awesome.
open to a showmance on the show?
I mean, unless it was like a dating show, probably not. Because I was there to win 250. I really did not care much about love, to be honest with you. I was there to win 250.
Okay.
But if it's a dating show, yeah, for sure. For sure. I definitely need to work on my game a little bit because it ain't the best with women. But
Okay.
if it needs to be done, I can do it.
All right. In line with that, you did have someone from a dating show. Well, several people, because Peter. But there was Janae Craig. She also told you guys about her time on Love Island USA and finding love. She's now on the headlines because of a breakup, which is rocking us fans of the show.
Yeah.
What's been your reaction to the news?
Yeah. I mean, Nene's the shit. She is a hilarious human being, especially like once we all got like closer, kind of as time went on and she kind of opened up a little bit to it. She is funny as shit. Like she's a good person. I enjoyed spending time around her. And look, she'll be just fine. And the thing about it is like, if at least it came out now and not like years down the line. Look, she's gorgeous. Like she's gonna be just fine. She's a good person, she's beautiful. And so whatever it is that came out about her significant other, luckily it came out now and not, after they've been married or had kids or anything like that, So but she'll be fine. She's beautiful. I'm sure her DMs are already flooded with God knows who. So she'll be just fine.
True, true.
So I wish nothing but the best for her.
What's a moment that you really cracked up? Because for me, when it was Allie and Janae in that boat,
Yeah, oh, that
I
was so funny. It was so funny.
was hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but were there any other like good moments that we didn't get to see with her?
Yeah, just like conversations on the bus, like after she kind of opened up, it, like just we laughed about everything. Like me and her would kind of pick at each other back and forth, just kind of shitting on each other, not like seriously, but like, just kind of saying stuff. And it was like, just friendly banter that was, it was funny as shit. I was like genuinely sad when she got off the bus because she was so funny to like talk to. It was a lot of fun. And I had no idea how big she was outside of the show. I literally had no idea because I'm not a reality TV guy. I never watched reality TV. So I didn't know Josh. I didn't know Pete. I didn't know Janae. So when she really opened up, it was great. And Peter too. Peter was like unbelievable human, like one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. He was an incredible dude. And I still keep up with him every now and then. And yeah, they were both awesome.
Great. It was so good talking to you, Biggie. Hopefully I see you around.
Yes, ma'am.
And have a good one.
Absolutely. Thank you for talking to me. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Course. Thank you.